It's all about the Lions. You know, we look forward to this game. We look forward to defending our home. We didn't do a great job of that last year, especially in our division.
We're definitely pumped up to get back in Lambeau. It's a special place, and it's our home. So we're looking forward to getting back on the home turf and getting to work.
Home game by 3 more home games. So we're going to be sticking right here for a while now, and just got to take care of business.
Steps up, throws the middle. Touchdown! Here's the snap, lock,
Montgomery.
He's to the end zone, touchdown!
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Ted Stefaniak alongside Larry McCarron. And week 3 of the NFL season, great news. The Packers are going to play a home game. And Larry, you got to go back to 1924 to find the last time.
I was not even alive in 24. Well, that's a long time.
I'm still going to hit you up on this, though, Larry. 1924, the last time the Packers didn't play a home game in the first 2 weeks. So I know you're excited, the fans are excited, but what about the players? Do they get a lift from playing at home?
Of course they do. The home opener is always a big game, and especially this year, because it seems like almost a year since the Packers have played at Lambeau Field. Everybody's anxious for today's game.
And anxious to get a shot at the Detroit Lions. Both teams come in with a 1-1 record, and the Lions beat the Packers here last year, so a little bit of payback on the line.
I would think so, Ted. And these division games, both teams know each other so well. There are no surprises. It's hard to hit a knockout punch. Always a real hard-fought contest. Which leads us to this week's Scouting Report, brought to you by Carmex. And here are 5 things you need to know about the Detroit Lions.
The Lions' answer to the retirement of Calvin Johnson, the signing of Bengal free agent Marvin Jones.
He slips out of tackle. He's got the first down and more. Right sideline. Jones 30. Jones 25. Jones 20. Jones 10. And run out of bounds.
He's no Megatron, but he is Detroit's leading receiver to date, with 12 catches, 203 yards, and a healthy 16.9 per catch average.
He's making plays, whether it's deep balls, quick routes. He's making plays, catching the ball, getting upfield. He's a little Spartan.
The Lions come to Lambeau as the NFL's most penalized team, with 17 in the Tennessee game alone. They may have set a new intercollegiate record with 3 touchdowns hauled back against the Titans.
Get out of here.
You've got to be kidding me.
The Lions are in reverse.
It really shouldn't change what we do. You know, we have to stick true to who we are and just continue to prepare and come technically sound and play with our fundamentals.
The Packers' defense will have to fix its big play problem against another quarterback with an upper echelon arm. Matthew Stafford can make all the throws, and his 2-game QB rating is 101+.
He's playing very well. He's playing a lot of confidence, and very impressed with the way he's played his first 2 games.
Do not underestimate the Lions' offense as a whole.
End zone, it is caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions, and Quan Bolden!
It ranks in the top 10 in rushing, passing, and not surprisingly, total yardage.
You see how many weapons they have, how they can kind of use those weapons in certain formations, certain packages, and how they get at defenses.
Ziggy Ansah, perhaps the Lions' best defensive player, is pretty doubtful, but they still have 2 blue chippers in the back end. Check out the coverage of corner Darius Slay and the interception by safety Glover Quinn.
It is picked off! Glover Quinn, you are big, man!
They both can make plays, so it'll be another good challenge, another division game for us. That will be a battle.
And, Ted, I mentioned Ziggy Ansah, but the Lions are pretty much beat up on the defensive side of the ball. The Packers are, too, a little bit, so that's kind of a wash.
Yeah, those DBs are great that you mentioned. But, again, the injuries affecting them up front, we'll have to see when the injury report comes out. But their front seven still very effective with or without Ansah.
Ted, somehow, some way, they seem to manufacture real long, long-arm defensive ends. They still have Devin Taylor. He's a good one. They have another guy that's come out of nowhere, Kerry Hyder. He's got like 3-4 sacks already this season. And inside, they got Beloti Nada. We're familiar with him, and he's playing well.
When you look at the injuries on the offensive side for Detroit, you know, their offense has been outstanding so far this season, but they're going through some big changes. Their number one running back, Amir Abdullah, he's out. He's on the IR.
But they got veteran Theo Riddick taking his place. Now, Riddick, generally speaking, is their change of pace guy. Lots of receiving for him. But in his opportunities to run the football against the Tennessee Titans last week, he looked pretty darn good.
You mentioned Marvin Jones in the scouting report. Megatron's gone. So there's a lot of experience that had left when he retired. But Jones, a Golden Tate, Anquan Boldin, there's still a lot of experience in that receiving core for Detroit.
Yeah, Bolden's their new addition. And if there's a way for a receiver to run physical routes, that's the best way I can describe it. Bolden runs it. He's a very difficult guy to contend with, and he's got veteran know-how as far as finding the soft spots in the zone. Good player.
And then when we talk about the Packer offense, of course, a lot of people kind of pointing the fingers at Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy. But you know what? They said there's no panic here yet. They're going to continue the preparation, which leads to execution.
I'm not worried about the outside expectations or scrutiny. I'm worried about how my teammates are responding to me. I'm worried about how the plan is getting together each week, and I'm worried about my preparation.
I've never trusted a quarterback or an individual as a player more than I trust Aaron Rodgers. I mean, his work ethic is at the top of his career.
It's worked over the years. You know, I played at a high level for a long time. So I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to change the way I prepare, the way I get ready for a game. I'm just going to keep on plugging away and trust that at some point the execution is going to line up with myself and the receivers and protection, and we'll start scoring some points.
And, Ted, what was it, the 2014 season, and early on the Green Bay Packers were kind of struggling offensively, and Aaron Rodgers said, relax, and that season they ended up in the NFC Championship game playing good offense the far majority of the season, so it might be time to relax.
Time to relax. Let the team prepare. See what they do this week in terms of execution. And, you know, a lot of people also pointing towards that running game, Larry, and maybe a few more runs from the play calling. What are you seeing right now? Would some more run plays help this offense get going?
Well, Mike McCarthy said as much this week. He wants to call more runs. And sometimes game conditions dictate what you can call. But look at the running game this way. Sometimes quantity, and I think most times, quantity leads to quality. You pound them and you pound them and you pound them, and those are like body punches, and then you hit them with the knockout. We saw that a little bit in Jacksonville when Eddie Lacy broke that 28-yarder.
Still to come on Packers Today.
It is Mike Daniels who makes the hit.
Through two games, the Packers' run defense has been nothing short of spectacular. When we return, Larry shows you why Mike Daniels and company made stopping the run look so easy in Minnesota. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
We need to play aggressive. We just have to attack them and hit them in their mouth.
Quite an impressive start to the Packers defense against the run this season. How good have they been? Well, check it out. They're number one in the league in rushing yards allowed and also yards per carry. Now, according to stats, The 78 yards allowed and the 1.63 yards per carry are the best by a Packers defense in the first two games of the season. That dates back to 1950. Larry?
Let's talk rushing defense. For the second game in a row, the Packers had six tackles for a loss. In terms of the result, negative yardage, they're all the same. In terms of the hows and whys, they're all different. Here's this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros. Mike Daniels knows his opponent doesn't react well to movement, so he moves, and Adrian Peterson loses a yard.
I came out hot.
And he is steamrolled down by Mike Daniels.
You know, I did some good things, some things I could work on.
The Troy Guyon weighs 3 1/4, but the thing that makes him scary is that he's 3 1/4 and quick.
And the give to Peterson, started to the left, try to cut it back to the right, and is covered up. Peterson decked for a loss of 4.
I thought we had penetration throughout the night. I mean, anytime you're able to hold Adrian Peterson to those kinds of numbers, it's a very good night.
Kenny Clark gets underneath the scoop block, penetrates, disrupts, and makes the play that allows Daniels and Jake Ryan to make the tackle. -2.
I felt good. I think I was doing my part, doing my job, and just got a lot of experience under my belt.
The Vikings go gadget, and now it's Ryan disrupting. He overruns Cordero Patterson, but the stop and start he forces allows Dayton Jones to finish.
And he's tackled back near the 40-yard line.
Our guys attacked and pretty much controlled the run game, you know, set the tone.
The Packers have Morgan Burnett and Ryan. The Vikings have 2 blockers. The Packers attack, the Vikings don't, and it's another TFL.
That's what you want to do, is stop the run, make them one-dimensional. You know what I mean? That's why I said some things we did good, but then some things we can improve on.
Minnesota's center blocks back. Blake Martinez sees a hole, blows through the hole, and that's a half dozen tackles for a loss for the second game in a row. And Ted, the icing on that cake, the Packers held the Vikings to no gain on 4 other runs. That's a pretty good night's work.
And while the run defense has been outstanding, certainly some work to be done when it comes to pass defense.
Well, the problem has been big plays. And the Packers have allowed too many in the first 2 ball games. And it's kind of an individual thing, breakdowns here and there. And for instance, Demaryius Randall, I thought he was the best player on the field in Jacksonville. And yet, he's just in his second year. He's got some inexperience. Sometimes that leads to inconsistency. And you couple that with a red-hot quarterback and a red-hot receiver, you allow big plays. But over time, that young fellow's going to be fine because he's got talent and he's got attitude.
Still to come on Packers Today.
Hit from behind. He's sacked.
Nick Perry's strong start continues.
Determined, motivated, but most importantly, Nick Perry is healthy. When we come back, my locker room chat with the fifth-year linebacker. Packers Today is back after this timeout. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
I think Nick Perry's playing the best football of his career, and I think you have to point to the health. I think you definitely go back to the offseason. I mean, it was the first offseason where Nick wasn't coming off of surgery. He just needed to get healthy and get a full opportunity. He's off to a great start.
Definitely some high praise from Mike McCarthy on his linebacker. And, of course, Nick Perry very excited to be playing so well to start this season. I had a chance to catch up with him in the locker room earlier this week.
Snap to Bradford, rushes on. Bradford has a sack.
Action speaks for itself. You know, I had a good start. I'm off to a great start. Just doing what I do best. You know, I'm here and available and ready to go for the Lions.
You're in your fifth year now as linebacker, but you've had some seasons where you've been injured a little bit. How important has health been going into this preseason, then your success in these first couple of games?
Well, it's huge. You know, your focus isn't on about getting healing better. It's about performing better and what it takes to get better.
Yeah, nobody likes to be in that training room going through rehab and things like that. You've been in there. You've dealt with that adversity. Now that you're healthy, you're having the success, do you kind of look back and does this make it a little more sweeter now that you're having that success?
Well, I can't get the time back, but, you know, the best thing right now is moving forward and all the great things that I can do. You know, with the right mindset and attitude, I think anything can be done moving forward at this point.
Takes the snap, gives to Yeldon, follows his blocking off the right side, from behind, Nick Perry!
And you guys are doing so great on the run defense right now. Why is it clicking right now?
I think we got a great group of guys that understand. You know, Dom, he talks about it every time, week in and week out, about this is what we want to do. We want to stop the run. And I think that mentality carries over into the locker room. And I think we take pride in being, you know, a good run defense.
All right, last question here for you. You grew up in Detroit. You got the Lions this week. You still get a charge out of playing them?
Well, my family's coming in town, and I'm expecting to win this one over, and we'll have bragging rights moving forward, you know.
What jerseys do they wear when they come over?
They have to wear 53. No question about it. No question.
Thanks, Nick. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And as you can tell, I mean, he's excited to be healthy and playing this well so early in the season.
Ted, I think what we're seeing is a continuation of the way he ended last season. You go back to the Washington playoff game, and Nick Perry is destroying Trent Williams, a Pro Bowl caliber tackle. And I've always wondered, I haven't talked to Nick about this, and when I get a chance, I will. I wonder if that game did something for his confidence, because he's always had ability. He just needed help. But I can't help but think beating a Pro Bowler like he did really helped the confidence.
Coming up next on Packers Today, if you don't have time or you just don't feel like messing around with food prep at your tailgate, don't fret, we've got you covered here at Lambeau Field. When we return, a peek at some of the new and unique food options for 2016.
Unveiling of our new concessions item for the season at Lambeau Field. We have the Patrick Cut-A Pack House. We have the pig skin, which is a giant baked potato wrapped in bacon, covered in bacon, chili, sour cream, and cheese. Over in the Wisconsin Supper Club, we have the Friday Night Fish Fry. We have a pot roast sandwich with tater tots. We have Grammy's pasties, locally made pasty. Great items for a cold weather game. French fries, gravy, and cheese curds. You can't go wrong.
There are some great, great menu items on there. I think the thing that stood out most to me was the pigskin, Larry. You know, the bacon-wrapped potato.
What about these things? These are the grub tubs. And these are really cool because not only do you get your grub, underneath there is a tub with, you can see the straw, with liquid refreshment in it.
Sounds good. I think this would work perfect up in the booth for you and Wayne.
Well, thank you. I think it's the perfect breakfast of champions myself.
Well, enjoy it. We're looking forward to your call with Wayne later today. Of course, you can catch Larry on the Packer Radio Network, and you can find more information on the Packers and what's happening after.
One other thing, Ted. Yeah. That's a nice shirt.
You like that?
Yeah, did you
get
that
at the pro shop.
Okay,
yeah,
we're the pro shop. There you go. Have we covered all the marketing bases? All right. You
no,
can say goodbye
no, Larry,
now.
Because first game, we've got to get Lambeau loud. So check out this
Wait
segment.
Wait a second. It's Get Loud Lambeau.
Get Loud Lambeau.
You can tell he's a rookie. Okay, sign off.
So long, everybody. For Larry, I'm Ted. Enjoy the game.